in what is becoming a theme of our show, there just a disclaimer before we begin. Once again, Amy went dirty. So we feel like we should warn you, seeing that the show has not been generally terribly inappropriate to this point. So Amy's ruining everything, and that's fine. But anyway, disclaimer that this is a bit mature audience. No big deal. Just make sure you don't have kids in the car, and thanks for listening. Welcome to Mornings with Pat and Amy for, what day is this? Wednesday the 22nd.
Yes.
2020. On today's show, why I can't remember the day, and we'll talk about life. First, I want an update on the painting that we talked about yesterday, which, of course, if for those of you who don't know, apparently it is a TikTok thing to do a painting that is an imprint of your ass on a canvas and give it to your beloved.
Significant other. Or just a friend. I mean, I suppose it'd make a great, lovely friend gift.
What a mom gift, honestly.
Could you imagine if I was just like, this sounds like a good idea.
I think you should do that. I really think you should do that. I think that'd be great. You were trying to do this.
Yes.
You were saying yesterday that your ass would never fit on a canvas. You have shown me the finished product, which was you.
This actually was me, yes.
And your ass fits on a canvas.
It does.
Look at that.
I know.
So you painted. So tell me the process. You did this whole thing. I'm not going to speak for you.
When I did this initially, this was on Sunday night when I'd had a bottle of wine. I was like, this sounds like a good idea to do this at this time.
Wine will do that.
And it didn't come out great, obviously.
Right.
So I painted over everything in black. I was like, all right, I'm going to try again. So before my husband went to sleep last night, because he had to work, he takes a nap before he goes to work. I was like, maybe you can help me with this. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. So just it's a funny image to have in your head. You know, you've been married for a long time when, like, standing in the kitchen, like, naked from the waist down, like, both of you are standing there, like, hands on hips, like, head cocked to the side, looking at something, not my butt. Being like, I wonder, let's try it like, maybe if you do it like this.
You're doing the math on it.
So I flopped down on the floor again on it, and I was like, I missed it. Like, it's off to the side again. Like, shoot. And, like, he's helping me, like, stand up and stuff. And then I was like, what? This is just... The more I talk about this out loud, the more it sounds inappropriate.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Maybe we need another disclaimer. Okay. So, and then I was like, what if I just bend over and you, like, stick the canvas on my butt that way?
Teamwork.
Yeah. And that kind of worked. But then he's like, I think you, like, rocked backwards too far. You know, to be a fly on the wall of my house for certain things.
Well, for this. Because I don't know anybody who has ever thought to themselves, let's take a painting of my ass.
It's not,
an imprinted painting of your ass.
Right. It's not just.
Let's paint my own ass and press it up against a canvas.
It's also the back of your leg and the bottom of a foot and your hand. So it looks like you're sitting all, like, sexy-like.
Right.
On the canvas.
Which, what's funny is none of it was sexy.
None of it
was sexy.
Mm-mm. And it's an imprint, but, like, I go back in and, like, fill it in with paint and stuff. And also, he wanted it to have a blue line flag.
Okay.
So I did that.
Sure.
And then I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Well, congratulations on finishing.
Thank
it.
You.
I don't know what I honestly think of it.
Come on.
No, I think you did a wonderful job.
It's nice. I did a good job.
I'm not saying you didn't do a great job. I can't, it's not something that I would be like, yes, I want to hang that up in my house. And not from you, from anybody. I wouldn't want my wife to do that, to hang it up in my house. I wouldn't want to do that.
And yet.
Yes.
Let's recap.
Yes.
What you have hanging in your living room.
A painted flag, a painted American flag that is painted with her blood.
Specifically, what blood?
Disclaimer, this is going to be gross, so please hang on and earmuffs if you don't like that sort of thing. Her blood from her downstairs business.
Menstrual blood.
Correct.
And you're on my case.
Yes.
About my imprinted butt cheeks, which is in the basement. It's not like it's in the living room.
It's like, I don't know, though. Like, one is just a flag and you have no idea what is on that unless I tell you. Like, you really wouldn't know what's necessarily on that flag. This is your ass.
In the basement.
But it's like, what a piece to talk about with your kids when
you're
older. It is a piece.
I am a piece.
I mean.
Piece of ass.
Like, I mean, honestly, at one point, I know we joked about giving one to your mother, but at one point, your kids are going to see this.
They've already seen it.
But they're going to be like teenagers.
And?
And like, I don't know.
They're going to get the memo that mama and daddy have a healthy relationship. And sex is nothing to be embarrassed about. The naked body is nothing to be embarrassed about.
True. True.
Body positivity and all that.
Okay. And I can see that.
But I have to like make my case, it sounds like.
I mean, I also don't like the blue line thing because I just think.
It's not my favorite design.
Yeah.
But it is what he requested.
Okay.
So that's what he wants in his little like man cave area where he gets dressed. If my ass with a blue line on it inspires him to go out and help the community, then so be it.
I mean, at the same time, I have to say, I mean, that what an inspiration for him.
It is.
I don't know what day it is anymore because I've had 4 hours of sleep in the last 2 days. We're at that point.
Happy baby time.
Oh. We're at that point where she doesn't like my face and I don't like hers either.
Oh, interesting.
We're so tired. And it's
not you and the baby, you and your wife.
No, me and my wife. Yeah, oh, no, the baby's.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Because you start talking to each other and you're just snippy and it's because you're both just exhausted.
Like, why are you breathing like that?
Yeah.
And don't look at me with that face. What face?
Correct. And you literally weren't making a face. And it could be either of us saying this to each other. She can't put the baby down because the baby pukes. Like,
oh, she's got reflux?
Oh, my God.
Poor little muffin.
Of course she does. So, and of course.
So she needs to be held up.
So she has to be held up and burped and all this stuff. And so then we're arguing, well, why don't you put her in a swing? Well, she can't sweep her in a swing. Well, why don't you just put her in a swing for a little while? You can't do that. I'm too tired. We're not doing this. Now you're arguing about whether you put her in a swing. Why don't you give her gripe water? Because we have gripe water. No, I'm not giving her gripe water. Why don't you give her, I don't even know how, I don't care. I'm not doing it. Oh, my God. And it's just, it's, and so now, so I'm mad because multiple times over the past week, I've stayed up all night to let her sleep. Because I didn't want her.
So the baby was up all night?
No, like, because the baby will wake up every 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
And that sucks. You know, nobody likes getting woken up and have to get up every 2 to 3 hours. So I would stay up, or at least get up, so she didn't have to.
Okay.
So she could actually sleep for large chunks. So she could sleep for 6 or 7 hours at a time.
Does the baby sleep in your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like on her side of the bed, or?
Yeah, but like, you know,
I will live and die by this. The bassinet that we had for the kids was amazing. Mm-hmm. On wheels, had the side that came down. Mm-hmm. So there was obviously a separation between your bed and the baby bassinet, but it was so convenient.
Because that's what we have. We have a bassinet.
Yes.
And it also auto rocks, which is nice. There's a button that goes shakes.
Oh, yeah. Mine didn't have that.
It didn't shake. That's a bad word. You don't want to shake a baby. It just rocks back and forth. Mm-hmm. So, no, we have all that. But so I've been purposely, though, trying to make sure that I get up with the baby so she can sleep. She pushed this thing out. She needs to heal.
You are taking one for the team, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. So, the thing is like, now I'm back at work now. She is off until October. I'd like her to take one for the team here and, like, help me.
Okay.
So I don't have to get up. Maybe let me sleep in the guest room. Our guest room is comfortable. That way I can come into work and be able to focus because my job right now is looking at a lot of lines of stuff. It's a lot of tedium, which is fine. I'm not complaining. But you have to get that tedium right. And so, like, I've had 4 hours of sleep in 2 days because I'm getting up with her because she's like, can you burp the kid? Can you change the diet? And I understand. And in her defense, she's also exhausted. She also can't put the baby down. So I'm not really mad at her, and she's not really mad at me, but we're ready to kill each other simply because we're exhausted.
This is just all part of that early stages of having kids, which I feel like I'm so far removed from it.
Mm-hmm. We were.
Yeah, you were. That would have been like me having another baby now mm-hmm. with Henry just turning six.
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a lot.
I don't want to... You're struggling, so I don't want to be like, oh my God, well, when this is me, I didn't really have... Like, I don't remember being tired like that.
I didn't either. Until now.
See, I don't think that it was like that with my kids, though. Like, my kids were good eaters, good sleepers.
Oh, wow.
Never had it, you know, no colic, no reflux, no, thankfully, nothing wrong in that aspect.
Yeah.
And that's why I would have had more kids. I probably would have had at least two more if it weren't so expensive, because from infant to, like, age five is my favorite. And then I want to give them away because they start talking back and they get sassy and they start acting like me. And then I'm like, all right, I'm done with you.
I don't want to look at me in the mirror. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. My daughter's killing me.
Your daughter looks so much like you.
Thank you.
It's like twinsies.
I personally think that she's a prettier, more refined version of me, which I'm fine with.
Okay.
But because, like, I look at pictures of myself when I was little and I was cute. She's gorgeous.
Okay.
Even though she's got, like, the snaggle teeth because we're losing all the teeth. But
that'll happen.
She is me. And which makes me want to kill her.
Well, that's a pretty terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is me, and that's a terrible, terrible, terrible
isn't
thing.
Isn't it? It's talk about that, you know, when your parent sits back and just goes, uh-huh, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Or when I'll turn to my mom and go, why? I used to do the why? Why do I do that? Why did I do that? Why is she doing it? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She just laughs.
Like, my kid will stand in the sand with every single thing. I didn't do that. I just watched you do it. Ugh. Well,
he's a deny till you die.
He's a deny. And then he'll make up a reason that's not true.
He might be my kid then.
I think all kids do this. But, like, I see it because I did the same thing. Ugh. And I see it. And I'm like, oh, God, you're killing me. And I'll look at him and I go, so because I'll interrupt him. And I can't think of one right now because I'm so tired. But he'll start making up a story and I'll start finishing his sentences.
And which is probably really frustrating for him.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Because I'll say, buddy, I know I did the same thing. I know exactly what
I'm
you're
gonna
thinking.
I'm going to stab you right there.
Yeah.
Let me just stab you right there.
Yeah. That's literally what I do to him. So we've reached that point in this beautiful process of babyhood. And the thing is, it's really only the past, like, 3 days.
Okay.
The first week and a half, she really does. She was sleeping, like, 6-hour bursts at night mm-hmm. when it mattered. And now it's... every 2 hours, and you can't put her down. And, like, I called in to check in and all that stuff, and she's like, I can't put her down. I'm like, do you want to do the, we have a baby Bjorn.
Yes.
One of those things, you plop them in the front, mm-hmm. right? And she's like, well, her neck isn't strong enough yet, probably, for that sort of thing. And I'm like, well, do you want me to go to Target and get you, like, a sling one?
Oh, I'm so mad. I had a thing called a Rhapsody.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that you guys would have had something like that, because you're all like that.
We are.
The type baby-wearing people.
We are.
I sold it, and it was so convenient, because you could wear it. The kid can be up to, like, 40 pounds, and mm-hmm. you can use it. You can, like, sling him on your back.
Can the kid be up to, like, 250 pounds? Because then that sounds great
to me. I am not carrying you in a sling.
Ah! Sounds great. But, yeah, like, but I call, and then it's like, I don't need you to go to Target to do anything. It's like, okay.
Love you.
No problem. Love you.
So much. You're so beautiful.
I'm proud of myself because normally I would have argued, and I stopped myself from arguing and recognized that she is going through a thing right now and she is frustrated, and that is not my fault.
Oh my God.
And normally I would be like, well, no need to be a bitch.
Welcome to adulthood.
I'm sure.
Sucks, doesn't it?
I'm sure 100% sure I'll take it out in some other way. I'll be a douche about something.
Don't
later.
Yell at me.
I'm not yelling. I'm never yelling. Hey, the governor says that they never really meant to open bars. They were only opening dining, specifically outdoor and socially distanced dining. That really wasn't supposed to apply to bars. Because bars, as he said, is a congregation of people, which is exactly what they're trying to avoid, which does make sense. Like,
yeah, but how long have bars been open now?
I mean, most bars serve some kind of food. Which is adorable because some of them are like literally they have one of those hot dog makers that's like a toaster
Ugh,
in the
gross.
Back and then
yeah.
they serve you that, you know, or they have chips and that's supposed to be a a thing.
A meal.
It's really tough right now because I want to go to a bar in the worst way. I'm not going to.
No. Same. But no.
I really want to go to a bar. I miss just a bar. Not a restaurant. A bar.
Yeah, but what you're missing is not what is even possible right now. You want to go and mingle and people watch and mm-hmm. not have to worry about masks or social distancing. Yes. That's what you want. That's what I want too.
Right.
But that's not happening.
But people are pretty pissed about this, as you can imagine. Oh, my God. Because, if restaurants can be open, why can't bars be open? I mean, okay, well, they serve food. I mean, we serve drink. But it really, bars get crowded. How many times?
And drunk people get stupid.
Yes.
Although, frankly, sober people are stupid right now anyway.
Right. Then there's that. They can't even do that. I get why people are so frustrated. And honestly, having owned a pub for many years, I'm so glad that we're closed. I'm so glad that we got rid of it and closed down because that wasn't great, but it wasn't the end of the world. This would have been a damn disaster
deal
with. And I can't imagine dealing with this environment and dealing with people. And dealing with, are you seeing the stories in the news of people not wearing masks and screaming at the people in the stores? Like, this happened in an ice cream stand somewhere north of us. Maybe it was Chittenango. I can't remember. Where they're walking, people walk in and they're not wearing a mask. They're like, hey, we can't serve you, you gotta leave. And they start screaming at them. They start throwing fits and it's accusing them of stuff.
That doesn't surprise me in the least. But, I've come across, I think I talked about it on the show, weeks and weeks ago, how going into Home Depot and somebody with no mask on walked up to three employees who were standing together with their masks on to ask them a question and just went on his way. And my first response was, why didn't they say something to him?
Right.
And then hearing stories like this where people freaking out, maybe people are just like, I don't want to deal with it.
And I can't blame them.
Right.
You're working at an ice cream shop. You're
for
working
minimum
at a
wage.
Like, what are you making?
You've got a tip jar that says, going to Lemoyne, help me go to Lemoyne. Yeah.
Because you're going to deal with the angry customer who doesn't want to, who's irrational to begin with. And now President Trump tweeted that wearing a mask is patriotic and you should wear a mask. So now what?
You a day late and a dollar short, my friend.
It's true. But okay, so you're one of these people who's been preaching that masks are bullcrap and it's a political agenda, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and, President Trump is right. Well, President Trump just said that wearing a mask is patriotic and you should do it. So now what? And he's wearing
it. Well, it's patriotic. I'm going to wear it.
Is that how that works?
That's how it seems to work.
What would your husband say? He's a Trump guy.
Certain followers.
What would he say?
I don't know.
Right?
You don't know.
Because I don't get it. I really don't understand why the mask is such an issue.
I don't
for people,
either.
And it's really driving me nuts. And it's dividing families. It's dividing my family, for example.
You've mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm. Where I have family members who were supposed to come and meet the baby, and they won't wear a mask. And I had to say to them, they live out of state. And I had to say to them, well, one, there's a pandemic. You should wear a mask around a newborn during a pandemic. Two, you can't go into Wegmans. So you're going to visit here. You're not going to eat our hippie vegetarian vegan food that we have in our house, right? So you're going to want your own food. So you're going to have to go to Wegmans. And then what are you going to do? When you don't have a mask on and they say, yeah, no, you got to put this on. Which they will give you a mask, by the way. Wegmans will give you a mask.
Of course they will.
Of course they will. They're Wegmans. But yeah.
This makes me, because there's something I really want to say, and I'm not going to because it falls into the realm of probably inappropriate.
Okay.
As always. That's like my new thing. It I is. Need like an uncensored.
Inappropriate Amy.
Amy uncensored.
I like it.
Inappropriate Amy.
Inappropriate Amy. Okay, well, disclaimer. Amy's going to say something inappropriate. Go.
Any man that walks around complaining about not being able to breathe because they're wearing a mask obviously never had a woman sit on his face. For any length of time.
Oh, my God.
I told you. Super inappropriate. My God. I know. Maybe we should start airing this at night. I feel kind of guilty.
Wow. Although a valid point. Because here's the thing, because I keep hearing, I've heard that argument from people where they say, well, I have a condition. I can't wear a mask. I have asthma. I wear
you
a mask
You have
every
a condition.
Day.
Therefore, you should be wearing a mask.
Correct. And like they, this is the part that blows me away. Then wear a face mask. You know, those big clear plastic face masks? Those are perfectly acceptable in this situation. They sell them at Wegmans. They're like 10 bucks.
My God, you look like a goober, but okay.
But who cares?
Like, no, I'm just saying, like, wear a mask,
because
but whatever.
My brother said that. He's like, I'm not wearing a mask. That's stupid. You look dumb. And I'm like, yeah, but no one's going to think that right now. Like, they would think that, like, last year.
Yeah.
Like, why are you walking around with a mask on? When like, you, a face mask, a full one.
When you see anybody, before this all happened, if you ever saw anybody with a medical mask on their face out in public, you'd be like, what the hell is that all about?
Yeah.
Because it's not like...
Like, what do you have?
Certain countries, that's what they're used to.
Right.
Where is it? Where, like, Japan? China?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere else in the world, if you are sick or have a compromised immune system, you wear a mask. Almost always. We are the only... One of the only...
Home of the free. Land of the brave.
I don't know. And it... You are at a point right now, you could wear almost any. I've seen people in full hazmat masks, and I'm like, yeah, I get that. That's cool. You know what I mean? Where you look like you're out of a movie right now because you're wearing such a heavy mask. Like a full gas
like
World War II
Outbreak, Dustin Hoffman,
yes.
Carrier Monkey.
I've seen that. Yeah. I've seen people in Home Depot, as a matter of fact. I saw a guy like that, and I'm like, that's smart. That makes sense.
Well, seeing when my husband had to get tested for corona months ago, that's what they were wearing at the drive-up location. It was scary.
Yeah, it is. But
we're just prolonging. This is the problem. We're just prolonging this issue. I understand the frustration because I think that everybody at this point is probably, I would say, at least mildly depressed
and bored
and bored
and frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I, yeah, me too.
Yeah, same.
And but what? What are we going to do? Like this
we're
going to
make
is.
It last longer by not doing what we should.
Well, exactly. And what a stupid friggin' idea.
Because I want to go to the beach now.
And honestly, that's probably okay. Because you're outdoor. And we know now that being outdoors really lowers your odds of getting something. We know this. But like, bars are a problem.
Bars are a problem.
I love a bar so much. And wineries are a problem unless they're a restaurant, and most of them aren't, and it's a tasting room, and they're usually not terribly big, depending on where you go. And same thing with tap rooms. I love you all so much. I want to come to your establishments and put my face under the spigot. I want to do it.
When's your birthday?
December 2nd.
Do you have any other big events coming up that you'd like to celebrate?
No. Why?
Have you ever seen... They are the equivalent of like a bounce house for kids, except it's a bar, a blow-up bar for adults that you put out in your yard.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yes. A blow-up bar.
This is a real thing?
It is. I'll have to find it. But yeah, it's basically like, it looks like a little.
I'm not above doing that in the winter. I want that to be clear. I don't care how cold
it is. I'll get
you
one. I have one of those heater things that you could put outside.
Oh my God. That's talking my language right now.
He's gonna have his own bar in the backyard.
If you have that and a hot tub thrown in, I'm in heaven. I'm in pure heaven. I don't care if anybody comes over.
Well, I know what to get you for the next event in your life.
Fascinating. Amy, what'd you learn today?
I learned that apparently bars are not really supposed to be open yet.
Yeah.
Which they've been open for how long, and why? Why is it taking this long to be like, yeah, that's not what we meant.
Right.
So,
yeah.
What?
It's mostly a downstate thing, I think, too.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's a New York City kids going out thing. Like, I hate to be like, I don't want to sound like, damn kids, but no, really. That's a whole nother show. I could talk about that forever, so I won't now, but I do understand. I learned that your ass does fit on a canvas.
It does.
It does. And you're making tasteful art with it.
I am. It is. I mean, it's... But relatively tasteful.
And I dare you to put it on Facebook. Your personal Facebook page.
No. I wouldn't. No. But not for the reason that you think.
Amy, the human body is beautiful.
But not for the reason you think.
Why, what's the reason?
Because I don't love the blue line
design. Yeah, I don't love it. It's not because I don't like cops.
Well, obviously, it's not. That's not the case for me.
Right.
But like,
yeah. You're like, I hate cops. My husband's okay.
I just, I just don't love that. I've never really loved that.
I've never liked the blue line thing because it's, there's a whole, that's a whole other show too.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand.
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay pretty neutral on Facebook and in general.
So you should put it up there because I'd be fascinated to see what would happen. Anyway.
Should I put up on the show Facebook page?
Absolutely, you should.
I feel like it needs to have one of those like blurred out things like click on this if you're over 18 just in case.
I triple dog dare you. I went right to triple dog.
I see that.
Yeah. I'm not screwed around.
No quitsies, no backsies. Right. All right. We're going to do it.
All right. You can find us, by the way, on one from Pat Mamie. Just look us up on the Facebooks. And thanks for listening on Radio App, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Podcast Addict, on Spreaker, all that stuff. Thanks to Rockbox Recording. Thanks to 315 Live and the 315 Live app, which you can listen to us all the time on and that fun stuff. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.